I found it really hard to sleep last night. I was really excited to see the artwork because that was one thing that we hadn't seen.
And I got to say, I love the quote in the Herald yesterday. What did they say? The measure of a good rock band is the loyalty of its fans. And for 22 years, Sheheart has had diehard dedication in spades.
Thank the gods of rock for that because, yeah, it's awesome.
Well, I certainly know over those 22 years, I have had the pleasure and honour of interviewing you guys so many times. So what I thought I'd do this time is hand it over to the listeners and see what questions they had for you.
G'day, Sheheart. You guys rock. This is Casey from Gisborne. Just want to know how you guys keep pumping out so much good music after 20 years, you know. Awesome. Keep up the good work.
How do we keep on doing it? It's because I porridge, mate.
And I still eat my Weet-Bix with all brand.
How do we do it? I think we just make sure nowadays that when we get together in a room, we challenge ourselves and make sure that we don't do the same thing, which is what we've always sort of done. We try and never repeat ourselves.
Hey, g'day, Sheheart. It's Glenn here calling from Dunedin. Hey, look, since you guys are ambassadors of New Zealand rock, over the time that you guys have been playing, what New Zealand bands have really motivated and influenced your playing, and also maybe world bands as well? Cheers, guys. Keep up the good work, eh? You guys rock.
Oh, thanks for the question, Mr. Dunedin.
As you know, as most people know, we started off as a speed metal covers band, doing Metallica and Slayer, then making our own versions of Metallica and Slayer, and then basically, you know, from there branching out and listening to bands like Jane's Addiction, Faith No More. And we always sort of overlooked the New Zealand stuff. And then our manager at the time started going, check out this band. He took us to see the Skeptics. And they were like a total revelation. From there, we got into things like, yeah, Strategic Fits, Bowder Space. And then more recently, I think, Mintchicks. We've played with the Mintchicks quite a few times. Totally blown
us away. Yeah, I think especially in the last 10 years, a band like the Mintchicks are pretty special New Zealand.
You know, totally. Almost like seeing Led Zeppelin or something sort of really expansive. Oh, wow. And psychedelic almost, you know.
Fans like the Datsuns as well, who we've played a lot of live shows with, I think. They show the consistency of live.
Yeah, oh, totally.
You know, their performance is definitely something that challenges us when we play with them, you know.
G'day, guys. It's Shane here from Drury. I went and saw you guys at the AC/DC concert, and you guys are absolutely brilliant. Who actually gets in contact with you guys to do that concert? Do you guys contact somebody, or does AC/DC's management contact you? These overseas bands, they get the Kiwi bands, you know, for headlines, and who actually gets in contact with who?
The Young Brothers especially are very much on top of everything that happens with AC/DC, so Malcolm and Angus Young personally listen to and pick the bands that they're touring with, so we were luckily enough to be picked by the Young Brothers.
Yeah, so, which is gold.
You can't ask much more for that, really.
Seriously, AC/DC, definitely one of the best bands of all time. Mm. When they asked us initially, we were already booked to play Homegrown, so we actually had to decline them at first. Mm. It was political.
Jeez, that must have been a hard pill to try and swallow.
But then they came back like 3 or 4 months later and went, the Young Brothers actually want you guys to do it. What can we do to make this happen? It was like, check it out. They're asking for us.
Hi, Sheheart. This is Devin from Auckland. I'd just like to know if there was any musician, dead or alive, that you feel could join your band and fit in seamlessly.
Oh, that's a tough one.
That is a tough question.
I've always wanted a girl in the band, to be
actually,
honest.
That's true.
Yeah.
What about the girl drummer from Lenny Kravitz's band?
Oh, yeah, with the big afro.
John Bonham would be good
John
to jam
Bonham,
with.
I would love to jam with John Bonham.
Actually, John Bonham would be good. John Bonham and Tom Larkin playing drums on the same stage would be pretty good.
That'd be really cool.
Next question.
Hey, Cher, this is Nigel from Papamoa. Been to a few of your gigs and love it, but when you play overseas, I remember a gig, I think it was Hackney Empire. Does that, like, tickle your fancies when you see all the expats, Kiwis and Aussies, just rocking it up? Does that keep you enthused?
I remember that gig. That was great because we'd never played in Hackney before. I mean, we do appreciate seeing a lot of expats, and I suppose now that we live in Australia, the expat thing's turned into Australians and Kiwis as well when we go over to Europe. But I suppose on the other side of that coin is that when we first started touring over in Europe, our intention was actually to play in front of
Europeans,
you know.
It's like how we went to Australia and we wanted to play to Australians rather than expats. And it's nothing to do with being ashamed of where you're from. It's just you want to prove that Kiwi bands are as good as the bands from the country that you're playing in, you know.
Well, I know you guys got a mental schedule for the rest of the day, so I've just got one last question here for you. I'm curious to hear the answer to this one as well.
G'day, Sheheart. It's Steph here calling from Palmy. Hey, guys, I just want to know, are you guys Sheheart or Sheheart? How How do you pronounce it, mate? Can you tell me, please?
So it started as Shehard, didn't it?
It started as Shehard, yeah.
In New Zealand, I suppose it's always been Shehard. In Australia, with the accent, it's been Shehad. I mean, the Aussies claim it as us as Shehad, and it's totally fine by me, you know. Potato, potato.
There we go. Hey, well, look, your album is in store now, Ignite, your new album. You're in line for the Legacy Award in a couple of weeks, which is a huge honour.
It's sort of a bit weird. Like, I mean, we're still in our 30s, you know. So I always associate legacy with ancient.
And there's the real... There's the 3D real laugh there.
Well, awesome, boys. Thank you so much for coming in. We're going to give away some copies of your brand new album, Ignite. We look forward to the legacy presentation on the night, however that pans out. Nobody's going to know. And I hope next time we talk to you, we're going to be talking about your upcoming documentary.
That's going to be interesting.
It's going to be a whole other chat, so we'll save that for next time.
Awesome. Hey, thanks, Trace.
Good to see you.